Chief Engineer's log, supplemental. It's been 8 days since we returned from the Uknar system. I still haven't even been able to get my head around all those that died that day. Tragedy seems to follow this ship around at the moment. The Twilight is docked at Utopia Planitia shipyards for considerably thorough repairs. The Cohesion Matter Rail burnt out our engines, and our earlier encounters with the Borg had already damaged many vital systems, including weapons and navigation. Due to the biomimetic properties of the engines, it takes some time to finish an overhaul, and I find myself watching the repair crews and twiddling my thumbs. But now, after the hustle and bustle of the day, all is quiet aboard. The repair crews and engineering teams have gone home for the day. I am the only person aboard the Twilight. It's peaceful, to say the least.
I'm here.
Who said that? What's going on?
Here with you.
But there's no one here. I'm on my own. The ship's empty.
I have always been here on the ship, watching you.
What are you? Show yourself. Now.
I can't. I have no form.
You're a specter. A ghost. There's no such thing as ghosts. Wait. The pad. How is it floating? Are you doing this?
Yes.
What do you want from me? Please.
I want your help. You, Grey Larson.
Me?
Space, the everlasting frontier. These are the journeys of the USS Twilight. Our mission? To seek out new forms of life and new civilizations. To go boldly where no man, where no one has gone before. Episode 4, Shiver.
So what exactly are we going to do here?
I want you to find who killed me.
That's going to be a little difficult, considering I don't even know who you are. In fact, do you know who you are?
No. I see images, flashes of a life long lost. All I know is that I died on this ship.
Have you got any idea of a exact time period, something to help me narrow it down?
No.
Wait a second, before you said you'd always been here. Do you mean always been on the ship? Since it was built?
I remember seeing people, workmen, building this ship.
Well, that's a starting point at very least. The ship's been fully operational for the past 16 months. And it was in construction for a year before that. It's a good starting point. We'll head to stellar cartography. It'll be easier to use the computers there.
As you wish.
So what's it like being a ghost? Can you walk through walls and put the willies up, people?
I can move freely amongst the ship. I watch you go about your lives.
It must be very lonely. How come it took you this long to reveal yourself to one of us? And in fact, why do it to me?
If I revealed myself to a group of you, you would have been scared, possibly terrified, and tried to destroy me. But if I approached just one of you,
Oh, well, that's nice. It's nice that you waited till I was here alone. Ah, we're here. Computer! Compile a list of any suspicious deaths that occurred around the construction of the USS Twilight. Specifically during the time it was at Utopia Planitia.
Program complete.
That's interesting. Two people actually did disappear without a trace. Roland Dolomide. He was an ensign running tests on the warp regulators 2 months before the ship actually set sail on her maiden voyage. His commanding officer reported him missing. An investigation, you know, but they never found anything.
And the other...
Crewman Jeremiah Hunt. He was actually here when this ship was nothing but a floating husk in space. Again, one day, he just vanished. Doesn't even say what he was actually working on, so we haven't even got a good place to start with that one. I must say, Ghosty, this whole thing makes me very nervous. I've always considered myself a practical man, and although I can't see you, I can hear you, and I can feel you. The hairs on the back of my neck are screaming.
I am sorry to cause you distress.
It's okay. I wonder which one of these two people you are. I've got an idea. Let's head back to engineering. Hello, Ghosty. Are you still here? You're still with me? When you've dragged me along on this, I might as well see it through to the end. Hello?
I am still here.
Oh, good. I thought you died on me there for a sec. Never mind, let's just go. There. I've activated a mass induction field around this section of the ship. Although you may be a ghost, it doesn't necessarily mean that you aren't actually something semi-physical at the very least. If you occupy space in a negative or positive way, you exist. And as I can hear you, I'm fairly certain of that. This will actually confirm it, though. At least I'll know I'm not going around the bend.
Spending too much time with the engines.
There's no such thing as spending too much time with one's engines. Thank you very much. Okay, here we go. I'm getting a very, very faint reading. My God, would you look at that? The ship's sensors can now detect your presence. And more than that, they can analyze your voice, your shape, your height, and estimate what your weight actually was.
You can use this information to work out who I am or was.
Abso-bloody-lutely. Computer's compiling it. It'll take a second or so. There. It's done. According to this, you are crewman Jeremiah Hunt.
Jeremiah Hunt. Yes. That sounds familiar. That's my name. Thank you, Gray Larson. Now all you have to do is find out who killed me.
Well, yes, that's definitely our next topic. Computer, display personnel file. Jeremiah Hunt. Oh. Oh no. I've just been looking here at your psychological profile.
I really wish that you had not done that.
It says here you tried to kill yourself 4 times. No one murdered you. You committed suicide. Guilt. What are you talking about?
When I was 17, the year before I joined Starfleet,
What? What are you telling me here?
Of course, I said it was all a horrible accident.
I was coming here with you to try and find a murderer. And I did. But you're the murderer. And you didn't do a very good job of killing yourself either.
No, I suppose I didn't. Walking these corridors all this time has not exactly helped me.
You mean to say you're crazier than when you died? I can believe that. What are you doing? I can't breathe. Please, Jeremiah, don't kill somebody else. You can't handle the guilt you have. Don't pile more on top of it.
I'm sorry, Grey Larson. I can't have you telling anybody what I did.
You're a ghost. Who's gonna be able to do anything to you? It's like they can throw you in ghost prison.
But you managed to detect me.
Computer, activate a level 5 thermal containment sweep. Analyze and destroy any negative particles.
What? No, no, no.
I thought that was my last breath for sure.
Come in. Yeah, Larson. I've just been reading your report. You don't believe me, do you, Captain? Actually, I do. I have seen some really strange stuff lately. And I checked the sensor logs. They definitely did detect some kind of entity here on the ship. I looked into Jeremiah Hunt's background. He was clearly a sociopath. Thing was, before he knew who he'd been, it was quite a nice, friendly ghost. If there is such a thing, you better get down to engineering. We're almost ready to leave.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Larson, watch out for any more ghosts in engineering.
I think I'll call somebody else to deal with it this time, Captain.
Ha ha ha.